beat writer for the Arizona Republic, AZ Central Sports as well. Get him on the Twitter machine at Kent Summers, S-O-M-E-R-S. Kent, we appreciate you joining us. It's Dave, someone named Katie you might have met before, and Nate Goodyear. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for that wonderful introduction.
Well, and let me let our listeners in on a little thing here. I worked with Kent at the Arizona Republic and AZ Central Sports. My job when I worked with him was I was the social media producer for the sports department. And so poor Kent had to sit through so many things, and he was always so fantastic in terms of working with me. But his coverage of the Cardinals, man, you're the one to go to with this. You're the first call.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I want to get into it a little bit. I mean, obviously, training camp well underway, and there's, you know, some big question marks surrounding the Cardinals. Obviously, one of the favorites to contend for a Super Bowl. When you look at guys like Larry Fitzgerald and Carson Palmer right now, you've got Bruce Arians kind of running the ship. Are they primed this season, Kent, to be able to take that step?
Well, I think they are. I mean, it's remarkable that you mentioned those guys, but you know, that entire offense, everybody who scored a point or gained a yard last year is back. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember seeing that happen in you know, a couple of decades covering the league. They think they're better on defense with the addition of Chandler Jones through trade. We'll see, but certainly everybody around here is expecting another season at least as good as last year when they went 13-3 and then lost in the NFC title game.
Yeah, I mean, Ken, it's really hard to see a lot of weaknesses on this team. You mentioned both sides of the ball, they're pretty much stacked. So I guess, I mean, other than the fact that Carson Palmer's health is always something you're kind of knocking on wood for, what is the biggest weakness with this team?
Well, offensively, you know, they've got a rebuild an offensive line, not necessarily rebuild, but they've got some positions to fill. They have a new right guard in Evan Mathis. He's been a really good player, 34 years old. How long will he hold up? Next to him, tackle DJ Humphreys, the first round pick a year ago, who was inactive for every game. They're counting a ton on him this year. Really have a proven starting center. So that's the biggest concern on offense. Defensively, they lost a couple guys or let a couple guys go in free agency, a couple of defensive backs. You know, they don't have a settled cornerback opposite Patrick Peterson. Got a lot of safeties on the roster, but, you know, still trying to mix and match there. And Tyrann Mathieu is coming off a knee injury, and he hasn't practiced yet. They're hoping he'll be ready for the opener on a Sunday night against the Patriots, but that's not for sure. He's had two severe knee injuries in 3 years, and you know, when he went out last year, the defense lost a little something. It kind of lost its heart and its passion, I think. And he means that much to this team. So they really need him back. So it's, you know, like every team, they're not without questions and concerns, but there aren't very many of them. It's a very deep and talented roster.
Kent Summers joins us. He covers the Arizona Cardinals for the Arizona Republic. When you look at this team on paper, they're ridiculously stacked. And we haven't even talked about, as our voice guy said, super coach Bruce Arians and the job that staff does. When you look at the defense, you mentioned Tyrann Mathieu. When we talk about guys like Frosty Rucker, Chandler Jones, part of the Jones dynasty coming over and very, very hungry. That defense is just silly. You can say about any team, though, Kent, that it all depends on injuries. I don't know a team in the NFL you can't say that about, but you just feel like Carson Palmer is one big giant domino. And as Carson goes, the Arizona Cardinals do. Are they better equipped to function without Carson Palmer this year if that were to happen than last year, or is it about the same?
It's about the same. I mean, the backup is still Drew Stanton, who's, you know, been in Bruce Arians' system, you know, all the way back to spending a year with the Colts when Arians was interim coach there. So he's a competent backup. He 2 years ago when Palmer went down, they were 5-3, I think, in starts in games that Drew started. But yeah, they lose a lot if Carson Palmer goes down. Drew Stanton's a decent backup, but he's not Carson Palmer. And, you know, they can't afford to lose Palmer for an extended amount of time. But like you said, you can say that almost about any really good NFL team, and you know, nobody or very few teams have, you know, a backup that they have complete faith in that could step in and, you know, and take a team to the Super Bowl. That's that's very difficult. And Carson Palmer is just so comfortable in Bruce Arians' system now, and it's a very complicated one to learn. And they're really at a good place. And he, him being 36, Larry Fitzgerald turns 33 later this month in October. Arians turns 64. I think everybody around here realizes that there is a window to a championship, and it's not very wide open right now. They've got the next, definitely this year, and maybe they have another year, but, it's not going to stay open for very long.
When you look at the offense, Kent, David Johnson is a guy that is a centerpiece of that offense. So much is expected from him this year. How is he looking at this point in camp for them?
Incredible. He's really a level-headed, mature guy, someone just in the second year in the league. He lives in the weight room. He's, just a real steady guy. And what's interesting, it's not people so much outside the organization, guys like me saying this kid could be in a Hall of Famer, he could be a league MVP, et cetera. It's people in the organization. It's Bruce Arians. It's running backs coach Stump Mitchell. I mean, they really think he's, if he stays healthy, they really think he could go down in history as one of the better backs in the NFL. I mean, that's what they say. And, pretty heady stuff for a guy who just became a starter in the second half of his rookie season. But, I mean, the kid does have everything. He's 6'1", 225, runs with power, has deceptive speed, and a former receiver in college. He's really excellent at catching the ball, as natural a pass catcher as a lot of people have seen at running back.
Ken, on the defensive side, a guy that really intrigues me on this team is Deion Buchanan. He's basically a flex guy defensively. Started as a safety, played a ton of linebacker last year. He's just a shade over 210. I'm curious, how valuable is his versatility to that team? And is that something that, is he considered a weak point at that undersized spot, or is he really just a stud that can do anything?
No, they moved him there really 3 years ago out of necessity when Darrell Washington was suspended for substance abuse, and Washington has never come back, and Deion has filled that role. He's beefed up a little bit, but he's still only about 218 pounds. But it's the trend in the league, and he really started it, moving a safety who may not be the greatest guy in coverage, but moving him down to a linebacker, it allows him to match up better against so many spread formations that you see in the league now. And he's incredibly tough. I mean, he had to learn a lot down into that position, and he had to learn how to, take on or avoid, big offensive linemen trying to get on him. But they really think he's going to blossom this year, and he was very good a year ago. He has immense respect in the locker room, and guys just kind of shake their head at how tough he is and how he holds up to the beating over a whole season. But they think they've got a very special player in him.
Well, I'm kind of curious then too, when you have a guy like that you're able to kind of move up into the box. I mean, when you have guys like Patrick Peterson, I guess, who can cover so much on one side, how much do the defensive backs contribute to, I guess, the flexibility of Buchanan?
They help a ton. I mean, this is a defense that they blitz a lot over, in Arians' three seasons, they blitz more than any other team in the league, and it's not really close. And they'll continue to do that. They, are big believers. Their cornerbacks play a lot of what Arians called dude coverage. You got that dude, you got that dude, you got that dude. And they put a lot on them, a lot of press man-to-man. And what they've had the last couple of years really is that proven, consistent outside pass rusher, that guy, that the elite guy that other teams really have to worry about. And now they think they have that in Chandler Jones. So you've got some younger guys like Buchanan who can run in the middle. You've got a defensive line that's pretty versatile. And they've seen that work for teams like, the Seahawks and the Broncos. And they think they have the makings of that here now. So we'll see if that defense, they were fifth overall in defense last year, and they think they're better. We'll see, but they could be right.
Kent, before I let you go, got to ask you about Carson Palmer, Bruce Arians, and Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, Palmer's going into his 15th season. Fitz is going into his 13th. They've had some success. They're hoping to be able to win a Super Bowl. If that were to happen, what do you think the likelihood is of these guys saying, we did it, we're done?
That's a great question, Katie, and Bob McManaman on our staff has addressed it with a story today that's up on our website. Some of them danced around the question. Arian said that more than likely he'd be more inclined to go for a second Super Bowl, that if they were on a run and he thought he could win it, that wouldn't be it for him. And Palmer really echoed those sentiments that when you've got, when you have something good, you want more of it, I think was his quote. So hard to say right now. I think with Fitz, it's 50-50 anyway. He's in the last year of his contract, still in great shape, works amazingly hard, but I do know what it takes to prepare for a season, and just the season itself has become more and more of a grind to him. And he's a guy who has a lot of interest outside of football. So I think it's 50-50. He walks away either way, whether they win a title or they don't. It's going to be interesting to watch his decision. And if he does retire, he'll be a lot like Calvin Johnson. He'll just sort of ghost everybody, maybe tweet out, hey, I'm done, and that'll be it, or put a column up on Players Tribune.
It's great stuff from Kent Summers. He covers the Cardinals, I should say, for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central Sports. You can get him on Twitter, Kent Summers, SOMERS. Good luck this year, Kent. Thanks for all your time.